So what up, and welcome to an episode of Mark's Life is Good. And because I'm starting to make more and more videos in English, I want to give you a quick introduction of myself so you get to know myself, so you get to know me, I should say. And yeah, for a long time I did a lot of videos in German language, but I'm kinda starting to do the things I really want to do, and this has a lot of reasons. I will tell you maybe in another video, but for now, I just feel, or it feels right for me to do those videos in English because I love the English language, and it feels kind of natural to me because I read a lot in English, and I watch a lot of videos, almost every video in English. And so I'm starting to be myself, or to be honest to myself, and just do the thing I want to do. So I'm like, fuck German. No, I don't mean this in a harsh way, but I just want to do the thing that I like, the thing that I want to do. And so I'm starting to do those videos in English. And yeah, like I said, I want to give you a quick introduction about myself. I'm Marek Rutina. I'm a Polish guy, but I was raised in Germany. My mother left Poland with me inside of her and my big sister. I'm 31. I studied. So what's the studying? It's in German. It's Erziehungswissenschaft, but it's probably the science of education, as you want to say. And as the second topic, or as the second, I don't know what's the word, so fuck it. So as the second topic, I would call it from now on, it was sociology. And yeah, at some point in my study, or at my university life, I started to read a lot of self-help books. I started to read a lot about psychology. I started to read a lot about philosophy. And I don't know why, it was maybe subconsciously, I started to find ways, or to implement ways of improving myself. I wouldn't say improving myself, but naturally I was always a guy who tried a lot of different things out. And my best friends would always say, you're changing too much. And at one point I even got a nice card for birthday, which had a German sentence which you could translate by Marek, always be yourself, even if that means that you're a different person than yesterday. So that describes how I am, how I was. I always tried different things. So I tried the vegan lifestyle, then I left it away. Then I tried intermittent fasting. Then I lost a lot of weight before that. I lost a lot of weight and I did bodybuilding. So I always tried a lot of different things out, because subconsciously I'm on a journey, and this is something I realize now. I'm not a kind of person who went to school and after school was like, okay, now I'm getting a job and then it's done and I'm finished. And this is probably the majority of the humankind, or the majority of humanity works that way. But not for me. So my life is kind of like a long journey, and I'm studying myself, I'm studying the world, I'm studying the universe, and I'm seeing or reading about a lot of different things, about a lot of different topics. And now with 31, I can see where this leads up to, and to what kind of lifestyle this leads up to. So I tried a lot of different things out, and I read a lot of different things. And I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you, the viewer. I want to share with you my point of view, my experience with life. And yeah, I try to be a life coach. I want to become a life coach. I want to coach people. I want to listen to people, because that's something I noticed. I love to hear or to listen to people. I love to listen to the problems of people. I love to sit down, listen to somebody, digest the problems and reflect it, and give him somebody some and give him somehow a perspective. Be there, talk to him, listen to him, experiencing how the person opens up. This is probably something of the most beautiful things about, for me at least, about talking to somebody, is when I notice that somebody opens up. And by the way, this is something I wanted to talk about in another video, but I just want to give you a quick hint. You rarely will have those kind of conversations with somebody where he really opens up and he really tries to understand you, and also he really tries to listen to you. And this has a pretty simple reason, and I want to tell it to you. If you listen to somebody closely, if you open to somebody up, or if you open up to somebody, open yourself up to somebody, there's always the chance to lose yourself, you know? It's like with life or with love. For some reason, it's called to fall in love. It's because if you love a person, you digest and you listen to the person, and you, because you're so close to that loving person, it becomes a part of you, you know? That love you share for the person becomes a part of you. That person becomes a part of you. That point, the point of view of that person, the point of view of life and of her world, of his world, becomes a part of you. That's why it called, that's why it's called to fall in love. And then when this person is away, or when you break up, that's why it's such a loss. Because everything you shared, everything this person thought about and talked about, became a part of you, became a part of your identity. Feel me? So whenever you talk to a person, whenever you really closely talk to a person and listen to that person, there's always the chance to lose yourself. Why? Because you start to understand the person, you know? So for an example, see, let's say, like I am, I'm a vegan. So you come to me and come towards me and be like, so why are you a vegan? Yeah. So we can have a pretty superficial conversation, and I'm going to tell you the reasons, and you're going to block me, which will happen 99% of the time, because people don't really want to understand it. They ask, why are you vegan? Or they ask, why do you do this? Or they ask, why are you the way you are? But it's only superficial. They don't want to understand it. They just want to hear something. So when you open up to a person and you really try to understand, and that's something that happens in good listening. If you listen really good to somebody while he's talking, you open up and you try to understand the person. So this is what happens. So I tell you why I'm a vegan. I tell you my reasons. I tell you what's happening. I tell you what led me to this way. I tell you my point of view. So when you're really closely listening, yeah, you start, or you try to understand. You try to understand. You'll be like, okay, so yeah, No ego involved. Yeah. So there's no ego in the background working, being like, oh shit, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. No, no ego involved. And by that, you try to understand, and maybe you can already feel what this leads up to. If you can understand a person, there's a risk that this understanding becomes a part of you. So when you're closely listening to somebody, you have an argument, or you're just listening, there's always the chance that at the end of the conversation, you'd be like, damn, that was a good conversation. I really understand why this person is a vegan. Fuck, he has a really good point. So I don't wanna do this about veganism, really. You can do this about everything. Why somebody takes drugs, why somebody plays video games, why somebody do sports, whatever it is. Whatever it is you're talking about. If you try to understand somebody, there's always the chance that you lose yourself, and by that, his point of view becomes a part of you. You feel me? You realize? So this is just something I wanted to talk about in another video, but I'm just putting it up here. So let me tell you something about me, or about myself, really quick. So I'm 31 right now, and I definitely can say that at this point I'm the best version of myself, because The past few years, I did a lot of bullshit, a lot of dumb stuff, and I didn't want to take responsibility for my life. Never. I always gave it to my mother, and I always thought like, yeah, it's all gonna be all right because I got my mother. It's all good. She's always gonna help me. And right now, or my friends, and right now at this point, I'm realizing it's all about myself. It's all about me. It's all about my life. It's all about my decisions. So I quit a lot of addictions, and I don't necessarily talk about big addictions like alcoholism or stuff. I just talk about little addictions, but summed up, it's a big picture. So I stopped smoking cigarettes. I stopped watching YouTube videos all the time. I stopped watching porn. I stopped food addictions. I stopped eating sugar. And I'm now fasting for 22 or 20 hours a day, almost all the time. And then I just eat natural food like nuts, seeds, and my green smoothie containing spinach and avocado. So it's a ketogenic diet. And yeah, I stopped listening to music almost all the time. There's exceptions when I'm driving in the car with my girlfriend or when I'm working out. I listen to a bit of music, but the past few months I almost only listen to books, Audible, or listen to podcasts. Also, I take cold showers. So as you can see, as you can hear, I'm challenging myself every day. I'm getting out of my comfort zone every day, doing uncomfortable things. I guess at this point right now, it's my comfort zone doing uncomfortable things because my mindset has changed. And almost every time when I'm somewhere and I'm like, okay, what's something I don't want to do right now? Okay, let's do it. So this is my point of view. This is my mindset right now. I'm always trying to challenge myself. And by doing that, I'm realizing I'm getting better every day. Better and better and better and better. So I work a full-time job. To give you another information, I work a full-time job. I help people at that job. And yeah, I try to work out 4 to 5 times a week. When I get home after maybe 10 or 11 hours of work, I do the YouTube videos. Back in the days it was German, but now in English. And yeah, man, then I try to write some comments and then I upload the videos. And of course, I try to see my girlfriend. Yeah, I think that's it. That's my life summed up. And also, I have coaches. I give free coachings to people because I offer it. Like I said, I want to be a life coach. That's why I do those videos. I try to reach people. I try to reach more people. I try to help more people. That's why I do those videos. And yeah, I think this will be the first video. This is just some information about me. There will follow more. There will follow more topics, more videos. And like I said, if you want a free coaching, if you have a problem in life, just write me, just text me, just send me a message and tell me what the problem is. I want to be a life coach and I want to collect experience doing this. And I think the easiest way is to coach people for free. Yeah. My goal in life is definitely to earn some money at some point. Maybe with those YouTube videos too. But just for now, I think it's enough to give free coachings and just collect some experience at least for 1 or 2 years or the next few years. We will see how my YouTube channel will grow and how much people I can coach for free. So this was the first video. I hope you like it. Just a quick info at the end too. I know this won't be easy information or easy stuff I'm sharing with you. It's not about the clicks. Well, even though this is a dumb sentence, because of course I want to earn some money with it at some point, so it's going to be about the clicks. But nonetheless, there's a lot of work I put in here. and I try to do those videos every day, and I try to share some useful information for you, some useful wisdom for you or my experience. So if you watch this video and you liked it, and you're like, I like this guy, just leave me a comment, leave me a like, or leave me a subscription. It would definitely help me. And it would definitely help me on this long-ass journey I got in front of me. So this is it for now. I wish you a beautiful day. I wish you a beautiful evening. Be yourself. And we will see you in the next video. And peace out.